Sage. That is wise. This sentence is a simple statement of agreement. Sir. Is the contraction of sir. This and air is meaning it is. Sage. Is an adjective meaning wise or sensible. Il est là. He is there. This sentence uses the il pronoun, which is the masculine singular form of he, and is the subject of the sentence. The verb air is the third person singular present tense form of to be, and is conjugated to agree with the subject pronoun. Il. The word la is an adverb meaning there. Voici Tom. Here is Tom. This sentence is a simple presentation, introducing Tom. Voici means here is, and is used to introduce someone or something. Tom is the proper noun for the person being introduced. Voilà Tom. Here is Tom. Voilà. Voilà is an interjection that means here is or there is. It is often used to introduce a person or object. Tom. Tom is a masculine name. Ils ont brûlé. They burned. This sentence is in the passé composé, the most common past tense in French. Ils. This is the plural masculine pronoun for they. Ou. This is the third person plural conjugation of the auxiliary verb avoir. To have. Brûlé. This is the past participle of the verb brûlé. To burn. The past participle brûlé agrees in gender and number with the subject. Il. Masculine plural. Elles ont brûlé. They burned. This is a simple sentence in the past tense. Elle is the feminine plural form of the pronoun, they. It is the subject of the sentence. Ou is the third person plural form of the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have, in the past tense. It is used with the past participle of the main verb to form the passé composé. Brûlé is the past participle of the verb brûler, to burn. The sentence is in the passé composé, which is a common way to express past actions in French. The passé composé is formed using the auxiliary verb avoir or être, to be, followed by the past participle of the main verb. The choice of auxiliary verb depends on the verb's conjugation. Ils ont réussi cela. They succeeded in doing that. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the third person plural form of the verb réussir. Réussir. Which means to succeed. The pronoun ils. Ils refers to they and the word cela. Cela means that. Ils y sont parvenus. They succeeded. This sentence is in the passé composé, the most common past tense in French. Ils is the third person plural form of the subject pronoun. Ils meaning they. E is a pronoun that refers to a location or situation that has been previously mentioned in the conversation. In this case, it refers to a goal or objective. Parvenir means to succeed or to reach. Sou is the third person plural form of the verb être, to be. The full sentence structure is il plus
sont.
Plus. Parvenu. Plus. Et. Ils l'ont fait. They did it. The sentence is in the passé composé. Tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. Il is the plural form of il. He, and translates to they. Elle is a contraction of le, the, and elle. It, in this case, elle, refers to the object of the verb, which has been previously established in the context. O is the third-person plural conjugation of the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, which is used to form the passé composé. Faire is the past participle of the verb faire, to do. Therefore, the sentence translates to, they did it. Elles y sont parvenues. They succeeded. Breakdown. Elles. Elles. Colon, this is the feminine plural form of the pronoun, they, and refers to the subject of the sentence. Y. E. Colon, this is a pronoun that replaces a previously mentioned location, or idea. In this case, it refers to a specific goal, or objective that the subject had. Sont. So. Colon, this is the third person plural form of the verb, to be, in the present tense. Parvenus. Parvenu. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb, parvenir. Parvenir. Which means, to succeed, or, to reach, an objective. Key concepts. Pronoun usage. The sentence employs the pronouns elle and e. To avoid repetition, and make the sentence more concise. Past participle. The past participle. Parvenu. Is used to form a compound verb with the auxiliary verb. Sont. To indicate a completed action. Literal translation. They are arrived there. Ispikenji translation. They are arrived there. Ils l'ont eu. They got it. This sentence uses the passé composé. The French past tense used for completed actions. Ils is the masculine plural pronoun for they. Elle is a contraction of le, the masculine singular definite article, and the direct object pronoun le, meaning him or it. O is the third person plural form of the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, in the present tense. U is the past participle of the verb avoir, to have. The passé composé is formed by combining the auxiliary verb avoir or être, to be, in the present tense with the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle eu agrees in gender and number with the direct object pronoun elle. Ils l'ont eu. They had it. Breakdown. Ils. Ils. They, masculine plural pronoun, elle. Elle. The contraction of la and le refers to a feminine singular noun, but the noun is not explicitly stated. We need context to know what it is. Ont. O. Have, third person plural present tense of the verb avoir, you. U. Had, past participle of the verb avoir. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun, The pronoun el represents the direct object of the verb avoir. The direct object is the thing that is being had. Past participle agreement. The past participle you agrees in gender and number with the direct object el. Since the direct object is feminine singular, the past participle ends in e auxiliary verb. The verb avoir is used as an auxiliary verb to form the past tense. Ils se sont enlacés. They hugged each other. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun se, which means themselves. It's used because the action of hugging is performed on oneself, so the subject, ils, and the object, themselves, are the same. Enlacé means to embrace or to hug. The past participle enlacé is used to form the past tense with the auxiliary verb être. To be, in the third person plural. Sont. Tire dessus. Pull on it. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command. Tire is the verb. Tirer. In the imperative form. It means to pull or to draw. Dessus is a preposition meaning on top of or on. In this context, it refers to the object being pulled. Attendez. Wait. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. The verb attendre means to wait, and is conjugated in the imperative form attendez, which is the second person plural, meaning you all or y'all. Elles se sont enlacées. They hugged each other. Breakdown. Elles. Elles is the plural feminine subject pronoun, meaning they, referring to females. See sont. Se sont is the third person plural of the reflexive verb s'enlacer, meaning to hug each other. The reflexive pronoun se indicates that the action is being performed by the subject on themselves. Sont is the third person plural of the verb être, to be, which is used in the passé composé, past tense, with reflexive verbs. Enlacés. Enlacé is the past participle of the verb enlacer, to hug. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the subject, which is feminine plural. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. These verbs involve the subject acting on themselves. They often use the reflexive pronoun se or its variants. Passé composé. The passé composé is a common past tense in French, formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, or être, in this case, être, and the past participle. Agreement. In French, adjectives and past participles must agree in gender and number with the noun or pronoun they modify.
Ils sont libres de partir.
They are free to leave. Ils.
Ils
is the masculine plural pronoun for they. Sont.
Sont
is the third person plural form of the verb être.
Être.
To be. Libres.
Libre
is the masculine plural adjective for free. De is a preposition meaning of or from. Partir.
Partir
is the infinitive verb to leave. The phrase is in the present tense and uses the present participle of the verb partir.
Partir.
This sentence indicates that the people in question have the freedom to leave, without any obligation or restriction.
Elles sont libres de partir.
They are free to leave. The sentence uses the
être
verb to be in its third person plural form
sont,
which agrees with the subject.
Elles.
They, feminine. The adjective
libre
3. Agrees with the subject in gender and number, indicating that they are free. The preposition the
of
from introduces the infinitive.
Partir.
To leave. This structure is common in French to express possibility or permission.
Et libre
means to be free to.
Ils peuvent partir.
They can leave. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb pouvoir.
Pouvoir.
Which means to be able to or can. The subject of the sentence is ils.
Il,
which is the third person plural pronoun, meaning they. The verb partir.
Partir.
Meaning to leave, is in its infinitive form. The sentence uses the structure subject plus auxiliary verb plus infinitive. The auxiliary verb pouvoir.
Pouvoir.
Precedes the infinitive verb partir.
Partir.
In order to conjugate the verb to be able to or can in the present tense.
Elles peuvent partir.
They can leave. This sentence is in the third person plural, present tense of the verb.
Pouvoir.
To be able to.
Elle.
Is the subject pronoun, meaning they, feminine.
Peuve.
Is the conjugated verb.
Pouvoir.
In the third person plural, present tense.
Partir.
Is the infinitive verb meaning to leave.
Ils ont obéi.
They obeyed. This sentence is in the
passé composé.
The most common past tense in French. It's formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir.
To have, conjugated in the present tense and the past participle of the main verb. Here's a breakdown.
Il,
colon, they, masculine plural subject pronoun.
O,
colon, have, third person plural of.
Avoir.
The auxiliary verb.
Obéi.
Colon, obeyed, past participle of.
Obéir.
The main verb.
Elles ont obéi.
They obeyed. This sentence is in the past tense and uses the feminine plural form of the verb.
Obéir.
To obey, which is.
Ont obéi.
The subject of the sentence is.
Elle.
They, which is a feminine plural pronoun. Therefore, the verb.
Ont obéi.
Agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Elle. Ils m'ont vu.
They saw me. This sentence is in the
passé composé
tense, which is the most common past tense in French.
Ils.
This is the third person plural pronoun for they.
O.
This is the third person plural form of the auxiliary verb
avoir.
To have. It is used to form the
passé composé
with verbs that are conjugated with
avoir.
Vu. This is the past participle of the verb
voir.
To see. It agrees in gender and number with the direct object, in this case, me. Breakdown. They, plus, have, plus, seen, plus, me, equals, they saw me.
Ils m'ont vu.
They saw me. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is the most common past tense in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir
or
être,
conjugated in the appropriate tense, here,
ou,
is the third person plural of
avoir.
plus the past participle of the main verb. The past participle. Vous. Agrees in gender and number with the direct object, which in this case is me. A feminine singular pronoun. The sentence literally translates to, they have seen me, but in English, the passé composé is translated as a simple past. Appuie dessus. Press on it. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. The verb appuie is the third person singular form of the verb appuyer, which means to press. The object of the verb dessus, which means on it, is implied. It refers to a previously understood object. Elle m'a vu. They saw me. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is a common way to describe actions that happened in the past. It's formed with the auxiliary verb avoir to have, conjugated in the appropriate form, in this case, ou, for the third person plural, and the past participle of the main verb, which is vu. Seen. Elle is the subject of the sentence, and refers to, they, a group of female individuals. M is the object pronoun, and means, me, indicating the person being seen. Elle m'a vu. They saw me. Here is the breakdown of the sentence. Elle is the subject pronoun, meaning, they, in the feminine plural. Aimant. Mou is the third person plural form of the verb, avoir. Avoir. To have, in the present tense, conjugated with the object pronoun, me. Me. This form acts as an auxiliary verb. You. Vous is the past participle of the verb, voir. Voir. To see, conjugated with the auxiliary verb, avoir. Avoir. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the object of the verb, voir. Voir. Which is, me. Me. In this case, the entire sentence is in the passé composé. Passé composé. Past perfect, which is formed with the auxiliary verb, avoir. Avoir. In the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. Ils ont souri. They smiled. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the third person plural of the verb, sourire, which means, to smile. Ils. Il. Is the subject pronoun for, they. Ont. Ou. Is the past participle of the verb, avoir. Avoir. To have, which is used to form the passé composé, compound past, tense. Souri. Souri. Is the past participle of the verb, sourire. Sourire. To smile. Together, ils ont souri. Ils ont souri. Means, they have smiled, or more simply, they smiled. Elles ont souri. They smiled. This sentence uses the passé composé past perfect tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. The structure is avoir plus past participle. Elle is the feminine plural subject pronoun, meaning, they. Ou is the third person plural form of the auxiliary verb. Avoir. To have, conjugated in the passé composé. Sourire is the past participle of the verb. Sourire. to smile. The full breakdown.
L.A. plus. O.
Avoir. In the. Passé composé.
Plus. Sourire.
Past participle of.
Sourire.
Equals they have smiled slash they smiled.
Ils sont mauvais.
They are bad. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense.
Il
is the subject pronoun, they, in the masculine plural.
Su
is the present tense form of the verb, être, to be, conjugated for the third person plural.
Mauvais
is the adjective, bad, in the masculine plural.
Elles sont mauvaises.
They are bad. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the feminine plural form of the verb être, which means, to be.
Elles
is the feminine plural pronoun meaning, they, sont,
sous,
is the present tense form of the verb
être,
conjugated for the feminine plural pronoun, elles.
Elle.
Mauvaises.
Mauvaise.
Is the feminine plural adjective meaning, bad. This sentence literally translates to, they are bad.
Ils sont gros.
They are big. This sentence is in the
présent.
Present tense, using the
être.
To be, verb conjugated in the third person plural.
Il.
They, is the subject pronoun, and
gros.
Big, is an adjective that describes the subject.
Il est sexy.
They are sexy. Breakdown.
Il.
Is a gender neutral pronoun, meaning, he slash she slash they. Is the third person singular form of the verb
être.
To be, in the present tense. This is the, is, part of the sentence.
Sexy
is an adjective meaning, sexy.
Elles sont sexy.
They are sexy. Breakdown.
Elles.
Elles. Is the plural feminine pronoun, meaning, they. It agrees in number and gender with the noun it replaces.
Sont.
Su. Is the third person plural form of the verb, être.
Être.
To be, in the present tense.
Sexy.
Sexy. Is an adjective describing the subject,
elles.
Elles. This adjective is invariable in French. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence that describes the subject,
elles.
Elles. As being, sexy.
Sexy. Poussez-le.
Push him. The verb
pousser
is in the imperative mood, which is used to give a command or instruction.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, referring to a male person. The sentence is a simple command to push a male person.
Ils sont nouveaux.
They are new. Breakdown.
Ils.
This is the third person plural pronoun, meaning, they.
Su.
This is the third person plural form of the verb, être, to be. It is conjugated in the present tense.
Nouveau.
This is the masculine plural form of the adjective, nouveau,
new.
It agrees in gender and number with the subject, ils. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, sont, agrees in number with the subject, ils. Adjective agreement. The adjective, nouveau, agrees in gender and number with the noun, ils.
Ils sont vieux.
They are old. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense.
Il
is the subject pronoun, meaning they. It is plural and masculine.
Suo
is the verb to be in the present tense, conjugated for the third person plural. It agrees with the subject.
Il.
Vieux is the adjective old, which is modifying the subject. It is also plural and masculine, agreeing with the subject.
Elles sont vieilles.
They are old. The sentence is simple and straightforward.
Elles
is the feminine plural form of the pronoun they.
Sont
is the third person plural form of the verb to be, être, in the present tense.
Vieilles
is the feminine plural form of the adjective old.
Vieux.
This sentence demonstrates the agreement in French between the subject and the verb, and between the adjective and the noun it modifies.
Ils sont rouges.
They are red. This sentence is very straightforward.
Ils
means they, and is the plural masculine subject pronoun.
Sont
is the third person plural form of the verb être, to be, in the present tense.
Rouge
is the plural masculine adjective, rouge, red.
Elles sont rouges.
They are red. This is a simple sentence in the
present
tense. Elles is the
sujet,
subject of the sentence, and it is the third person plural pronoun, meaning they. Sont is the third person plural form of the
verb être.
Verb to be. Rouge is the
adjectif qualificatif.
Adjective, and describes the
sujet,
subject, they.
Reposigrec.
Think about it again. The sentence is a simple imperative verb.
Repos
meaning think, and
e
being the pronoun you in this case. This is a familiar form of the verb, making it an informal command. The sentence is an order or suggestion to think again about something that has already been considered.
Réfléchir.
Think about it again. This sentence is a
to
you informal, imperative verb, meaning it is a command or instruction directed at the listener. Réfléchir. Why is the verb réfléchir, to think, conjugated in the
to
imperative form with the object pronoun why attached to the end? Why refers to the previously mentioned topic or situation. Encore means again.
Réfléchissez-y encore.
Think about it again. Breakdown.
Réfléchissez
is the imperative form of the verb
réfléchir,
to think, conjugated in the second person plural, meaning you all or you. Formal.
E
is a pronoun that replaces the object of the verb, in this case, the thought process.
Encore
is an adverb that means again. The phrase is a command, asking someone to reconsider something.
Pensez-y encore.
Think about it again. This sentence is a simple imperative in the
vous
form, meaning you, plural or formal singular.
Passer
is the imperative form of the verb
passer,
to think.
E
is a pronoun that refers back to the previous context, often indicating an idea, suggestion, or situation that has already been mentioned.
Encore
means again. So, the sentence is a direct command, urging someone to reconsider something they have already considered.
Pass the acorn.
Think about it again. This sentence is a simple imperative phrase, meaning it is a command or instruction. Breakdown.
Pass.
This is the second person singular form of the verb.
Passe.
To think. It is conjugated in the present tense, but it is in the imperative mood, which means it's a command.
E.
This is a pronoun that replaces the object of the verb. In this case, it stands in for à cela, to that, or à ce sujet, to this matter, which are implied by the context.
Encore.
This adverb means again. Translation.
Pass.
E.
Encore.
Think about it again.
Pousse-le.
Push him. This is a simple imperative sentence.
Pousse
is the imperative form of the verb
pousser,
which means to push.
Le
is the direct object pronoun referring to a masculine singular noun, in this case, him.
Voilà, Tom.
There you go, Tom.
Voilà
is a common French expression that means, there you go, or here you are. It can be used in a variety of situations, such as when you are giving someone something, or when you have finished doing something for them.
Tom
is a proper noun, a name.
C'est Tom.
This is Tom. The sentence
c'est
Tom
is a simple present tense sentence using the verb être, to be.
C'est
is a contracted form of see, this, and est, is. It is used to identify or describe something.
Tom
is a proper noun, a name.
Ça pue.
That stinks. The phrase
ça pue
literally means that stinks.
Ça
is a contraction of
cela,
meaning that or it.
Pu
is the third person singular present tense of the verb
puer,
meaning to stink. The phrase is an informal way to express disgust or disapproval.
C'est pas bon.
That's not good. The phrase
c'est
is a contraction of
c'est,
which means this is.
Pas
means not, and
bon
means good.
Ce n'est pas bon.
This is not good. Here's a breakdown of the grammar and meaning.
Ce,
this, it, masculine singular pronoun.
N'est
is not, contraction of ni and est.
Pas
not, adverb.
Bon
good, adjective. The sentence uses a negative construction with
ne
and
pas
to express a negative sentiment.
C'est mauvais.
That is bad. The sentence uses the
c'est,
which is a contraction of
ce,
this, and
est,
is. The word
mauvais
is an adjective that means bad, so this sentence literally means this is bad.
C'est gros.
That is big. The sentence
c'est
gros is a simple declarative sentence, meaning it states a fact.
C'est
is a contraction of
ce,
this, and
est,
is.
Go
is an adjective meaning big or large. Therefore, the sentence translates to this is big or that is large.
Se go.
It is big. The sentence uses the
et
verb, which is used for descriptions and states of being.
Se
is a contraction of
se
and
e.
The
e
is the conjugated form of
et
in the third person singular, meaning it is referring to a singular, non-human subject.
Go
is an adjective meaning big.
C'est amusant.
This is fun.
C'est
is the contraction of
ce.
This and
est
is
amusant
is an adjective meaning fun or amusing.
C'est le sien.
This is his. The sentence is simple and uses the verb
être
to be in the present tense, conjugated as
est
because the subject is
c'est
contraction of
ce.
This and
est.
Le is the definite article for masculine singular nouns.
Sien
is the possessive adjective meaning his or hers, in this case, referring to the masculine noun implied by the context.
Poussez-la.
Push her. This is a command in the imperative mood.
Poussez
is the verb to push in the second person plural imperative form. It means push and is used to give a command to two or more people.
La
is the direct object pronoun, her, referring to a female person. The sentence means push her. It is a direct command to push a female person.
C'est la sienne.
It is hers. This is a simple declarative sentence.
C'est
is a contraction of
ce
and
est,
meaning it is.
La
is the definite article for feminine singular nouns, and
sienne
is the possessive adjective for feminine singular nouns. In this case,
sienne
refers to something that belongs to a female. Therefore, c'est la sienne means it is hers.
C'est de la crème glacée.
This is ice cream. Breakdown.
C'est
is a contraction of
ce.
This and
est
is.
De la
is a partitive article, indicating an indefinite amount of something. Here, it means some.
Crème glacée
is a feminine noun meaning ice cream. Key concepts. Contractions. French often uses contractions, combining words for easier pronunciation. Partitive articles. These articles are used with uncountable nouns and indicate an indefinite quantity. Gender agreement. In French, adjectives and nouns must agree in gender.
Crème glacée
is feminine, so the article
de la
is also feminine.
C'est nouveau.
This is new. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the third person singular form of the verb
être
to be. The subject pronoun
c'est
is a contraction of
ce.
This and
il.
He slash it. Breakdown.
C'est
equals this slash it.
Equals
is
nouveau.
Equals new. C'est neuf. It is new. This sentence uses the être verb, which is used for states of being. C'est is a contraction of ce and est, meaning it is. The word neuf is an adjective meaning new. C'est bizarre. That's strange. This is a very simple sentence that uses the c'est construction, which literally means it is, but is often used as a way to express a fact or opinion. Bizarre is an adjective that means strange or unusual. The sentence is a simple statement of an opinion, expressing that the speaker finds something to be unusual. Sapu. That stinks. The sentence, sapu, is a very simple and informal sentence. Sa is a contraction of cela, meaning that. Pu is the third person singular present tense of the verb puer, meaning to stink. So, sapu literally translates to that stinks. It is an expression used to describe something that has a bad odor. Omar a cligné des yeux. Omar blinked. This sentence is simple and straightforward. Subject, Omar. Omar. Verb, blinked. A cligné. Object, his eyes. Des yeux. Cligné is the past participle of the verb clean your day. To blink, the day is a partitive article, which means some or any. It is used here to indicate that Omar blinked his eyes. Omar a rougi. Omar blushed. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the past tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to a male person. A is the auxiliary verb. Avoir. In the past tense, used in the formation of the past participle. Rougir is the past participle of the verb. Rougir. Meaning, to blush. The sentence means that Omar turned red, most likely due to embarrassment. Omar est passé. Omar has passed. This sentence is in the passé composé. Past perfect tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. The passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb être, to be, and the past participle of the verb. In this case, the verb is passer, to pass, and its past participle is passer. The subject of the sentence is Omar, and the verb être is the third person singular form of être that agrees with the subject. The past participle, passé, also agrees with the subject in gender and number. Omar entra. Omar enters. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Omar is the subject of the sentence, the person performing the action. Entra is the verb, meaning enters. It is in the third person singular form, which agrees with the singular subject, Omar. This sentence is in the present tense, indicating that the action is happening now. Pousse la. Push it. This sentence is an imperative verb in its shortest form. Pousse is the imperative form of the verb pousser. To push. It is in the singular form, addressed to a single person. La. Is the direct object pronoun referring to a feminine noun, meaning it, in this case? The sentence literally means, push it.
Omar peut courir.
Omar can run. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb
pouvoir.
To be able to, conjugated in the third person singular form.
Pouvoir.
Is a modal verb, indicating ability. The infinitive of the verb
courir.
To run, follows.
Pouvoir.
This is a very simple sentence that demonstrates the basic structure of a French sentence. The subject,
Omar,
comes before the verb,
pouvoir,
and the infinitive,
courir,
follows.
Omar a changé.
Omar has changed. This sentence is in the
passé composé.
A common verb tense in French.
Omar
is the subject of the sentence. It is a proper noun, so it is capitalized in French.
A
is a form of the auxiliary verb
avoir,
meaning to have, in the third person singular.
Changer
is the past participle of the verb
changer,
meaning to change. When combined,
a changé
creates the
passé composé
tense, which translates to has changed in English.
Omar triché.
Omar was cheating. Breakdown.
Omar
is the subject of the sentence, and a proper noun referring to a person named Omar.
Triché
is the verb in the imperfect tense, indicating an action that was happening repeatedly, or habitually in the past. It is conjugated from the verb
triché,
which means to cheat. Key concepts. Imperfect tense. Used to describe actions that were ongoing, or habitual in the past. Verb conjugation.
Triché
is the imperfect tense conjugation of the verb.
Triché.
For the third person singular pronoun, he slash she slash it.
Thomas toussota.
Thomas is coughing. This sentence is simple, and uses the present tense of the verb
tousser.
To cough. The subject,
Thomas,
is a proper noun, indicating a specific person.
Omar s'est écrasé.
Omar crashed. This sentence uses the reflexive verb
s'est écrasé.
S is the reflexive pronoun for
sir,
himself, and is used to indicate that the action of the verb is being performed on the subject.
A
is the third person singular form of the verb
être,
to be, in the passé composé.
Écrasé
is the past participle of the verb
écrasé,
to crash. In this case, the reflexive pronoun
s
means that Omar crashed himself, or in other words, Omar crashed.
Omar a grimacé.
Omar grimaced. This sentence is very simple, containing a subject
Omar
and a verb
a grimacé.
Omar is the subject of the sentence, meaning the person who performs the action.
A grimacé
is the past participle of the verb
grimacé,
which means to grimace in English. Since the sentence is in the past tense, the past participle is used.
The
a at the beginning indicates it is an irregular verb in the past tense. Omar soon waya. Omar drowned. This sentence is in the passé simple tense, which is used to describe a completed action in the past. The subject is Omar, which is a masculine proper noun. The verb is waya, which is the past simple of the verb waya, meaning to drown. The verb is conjugated in the third person singular, agreeing with the subject Omar. The sentence is a simple statement, and there are no other elements to consider. Omar sen waye. Omar drowned. This sentence is in the passé composé, which is a compound tense used to describe completed actions in the past. It's formed by using the auxiliary verb être. To be, conjugated in the past tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. Here's a breakdown. Omar. Omar. The subject of the sentence. Es est. Se. This is the third person singular form of the passé composé of the reflexive verb sin oiler. Se noyer. To drown. Es est. Se. Is a contraction of es est. Se. Meaning, himself, and, is, in the past tense. Noye. Noye. The past participle of the verb si noye. Se noye. To drown. So, the full sentence literally translates to, Omar has drowned himself. But in English, we usually simplify it to, Omar drowned. Omar expirait. Omar was expiring. This sentence is in the imparfait tense, which is used to describe ongoing actions in the past. Expirait is the imparfait form of the verb expirer, which means to expire or to die. Omar respirait. Omar was breathing. This sentence is in the imperfect tense, which describes an action that was ongoing in the past. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Respirait is the verb in the imperfect tense, conjugated from the verb respirer, to breathe. A plus tard. See you later. This phrase is a common and informal way to say goodbye in French. A plus tard literally means to later, but it is used in the same way as see you later in English. Omar paris. Omar is betting. This sentence is simple. Omar is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun, and a masculine name. Paris is the verb, in the third person singular present indicative, meaning, bets. This is a regular verb in the, conjugation. Omar se gargarise. Omar gargled. The sentence is in the passé composé, which is a common way to express past events in French. It's formed using the auxiliary verb être, to be, conjugated in the past tense être, in this case, and the past participle of the main verb, which is gargariser, gargled. Se is the contracted form of se, which is the reflexive pronoun se, himself, followed by the auxiliary verb être, in the third person singular. The subject of the sentence is Omar. Omar, which is the masculine proper noun for a male name. Omar a cédé. Omar has given in. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have happened in the past. It is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir.
Conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb is a. The conjugated form of avoir. In the third person singular, and the past participle of the verb
s'aimer
is
s'aimer. S'aimer
means to give in, or to yield. The subject of the sentence is
Omar,
which is a proper noun and refers to a male person.
Omar Bondi.
Omar is growing up. This is a simple sentence in the present tense.
Omar
is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun.
Bondi
is the verb, meaning to grow up. It is the third person singular form of the verb.
Grandir.
In the present tense, the sentence follows the basic subject-verb structure. This is a very common way to express simple actions in French.
Omar a été mordu.
Omar has been bitten. Here's a breakdown of the sentence.
Omar
is the subject of the sentence, the person who was bitten.
A été
is the past participle of the verb être, to be, in the passé composé tense. This tense is used to express an action that happened in the past and is now finished. The past participle, été, agrees in gender and number with the subject, which is masculine singular.
Mordu
is the past participle of the verb morder, to bite, used as a past participle adjective. It agrees in gender and number with the subject. The sentence uses a common structure in French called the passive voice. This means that the action, being bitten, is the focus of the sentence, rather than the person who did the biting.